Getting ready for a big event in Vegas. You got UFC 209 is a title fight at the top of the card. The champion, deserving of respect, Tyron Woodley taking on Stephen Thompson. Tyron, I'm going to jump right into it because I've seen so much good stuff before this fight in the lead up to the fight. You are now being called a drama queen.
I'm now being called the UFC welterweight champion of the world.
Yep.
That's going to defend his title on Saturday, March 4th.
So what is the deal with the drama queen stuff?
I'm just the greatest welterweight of all time, and I'm just excited to go out there and prove it once more on Saturday.
All right. Well, let's talk about the lead up to the fight. Or you're trying to get away from this the last couple of days about the way you've been promoted, being called the drama queen. You're trying to shut all that down and just concentrate on the fight?
You know, every time you go into a fight, you know, you only got to focus on the game plan, the task at hand, your preparation. I've done all those things correctly, so nothing can go in there and help him out. No promotion, no fight, no boos, no hoorays. He has to fight his own fight, and I'm just a better opponent, and I'm excited about going in there.
Well, you did fight him before. You know, we saw this fight in November. What did you learn from that fight? You got a draw. You felt you won. I know he felt he won as well. But what did you take from that fight that will help you on Saturday?
I felt I won. He felt it was a draw. He felt he won three rounds. He didn't have an issue with one of those rounds being a 10-day, so therefore he thought it was a draw. My takeaway was I had additional opportunities in that fight beyond the ones that you guys saw me capitalize on to put him away. So in this fight, I won't pass up on any opportunities.
What could you have done to finish that fight where you weren't able to? Because you did have, you know, you did hit him with the big shot, the big right in the fourth. You had a very good first as well, and then you almost had the choke later on in the fight.
You know, maybe take some punches versus the choke. I didn't realize, you know, just the way he was built, how long he was. He didn't have a terribly large head, so it kind of was sweat and been in the fourth round and kind of popped out. So, in general, just picking, you got a lot of options when you're out there. You can go for the neck. You can, you know, punch from front. You can take the back and punch and try to put the choke in. So, looking back, I probably would have taken his back punch and looked for, you know, a choke to come from that angle.
This may seem like a weird question, but I promise I'm going somewhere with it. Did you watch the Oscars the other night?
Yeah, I heard they had another Steve Harvey / Bruce Buffer Tyron Woodley moment.
They had a Bruce Buffer moment?
Yes. So I guess, you know, you went through that the last fight. They announced you as the winner. Then they came back, and after you were doing the interview, they came back and said it's a draw. What were those few moments like for you with kind of the chaos in the cage of, you know, they tell you you win, and then all of a sudden they're, you know, you're doing the interview, and then they start scrambling around in there. What was those moments like for you?
I thought they actually were going to come back and say he won. So
right.
I was mad when it was a draw, but I would have been devastated had they said he won.
And so, you know, we talked about the moment the other night at the Oscars. Did you see La La Land?
I did not.
Okay. I figured that was the answer. I didn't see it either. But it was a weird moment.
By the way, why didn't you see La La Land? Did Sage not want to see that movie?
No, I've just been training, man. I haven't had a chance to go check it out.
What is going on with your friendship with Sage?
Sage has been an instrumental part of this training camp. He's basically, you know, done everything with me, training, strength and conditioning, running, mitts. Anything I did, he did. He ordered the same food I did every time. So I just respect his purity, the fact that he's a true martial artist, the respect still lies within him. And, it's a lost art in our sport. So, I'm just excited to help him out after this and help him win a world title himself.
Is he for real?
He's the real deal, man, in every aspect.
It just doesn't seem like to me when you first met him. Did you like him? I mean, for me, it was like an adjustment period of like, is this kid being serious all the time? Like he has such a unique view of the world.
You know, I always give people the introduction and meeting. I never judge a book by its cover. I never, you know, come in with a preconceived notion about anyone. So when I met him, he was what I thought he was, and you know, we've been cool ever since.
Tyron Woodley's with us, UFC 209 pay-per-view on the way. You obviously can get tickets here in Vegas, but they'd also like you to buy the pay-per-view if you're not going to go to the arena for his fight against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. So on the Thompson side, Thompson is saying he doesn't know why he didn't show his entire arsenal. Do you know why he was a little more tentative and didn't throw his kicks?
Because every time he tried to show part of his arsenal, he got punched in the face.
There you go.
It does change things a little bit, I guess.
He also, chalked it up to nerves. Do you buy that?
He does a lot of talking. And I do a lot of acting, so that's the seems to be the theme. So I'm gonna do more of that.
I guess. In what ways do you think he's going to adjust what he did from the first time?
I guess he's gonna developed Division I wrestling in 6 weeks, and black belt Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you know, take me down to Samibi.
Obviously, that's that would be a long shot if he was able to develop that, we know. But I guess
so. He's probably going to do more of what he knows how to do. I mean, right. You can mix up your combinations and your punching rhythms and the way you display your striking, but he's still going to come out and be a striker.
I guess, do you feel you need to adjust, or you just need to take advantage of the opportunities that you had?
I mean, I think it's safe to say that I outstruck him, and I can't out-wrestle him, and I can't out-grapple him. So I think I just need to be patient, and when it's the time to strike, I'll strike. When it's the time to grapple, I'll grapple. And if an opening comes, I'll finish, whether it's a knockout or a choke.
How frustrating is it for you to still be dealing with him? You know, you thought you beat him, you thought it was in the past, and now you have him again. Is it frustrating to have to deal with another training camp preparing for the same guy?
Yeah, his style is just frustrating to train for. It's not a traditional style, so it causes problems just in that itself. So once I got through the frustration and became more comfortable with it, then the training camp went pretty smooth.
You did call yourself the greatest welterweight champion of all time. There is another guy coming back who a lot of people feel has that title, in George St. Pierre. How big would that fight be for you if you were able to potentially get it?
It'd be huge. You know, when I say that, I possess the tools on paper and technically and physically and with power and wrestling and jiu-jitsu and just grit and toughness. I am the best welterweight. But I do need the opportunity to prove that against George, against any other top welterweight. When I retire, then I'll get the recognition that I deserve. George is a big part of that, cementing my legacy. So focusing on beating Wonderboy opens up those other doors.
Was he kind of the guy when you started the sport that you looked at and said, okay, eventually that's the guy I'm going to have to beat to get where I want to be?
Yeah, you know, not want to be. I want to be mindful of the way that he set up his training camp. He trained with the best boxers, wrestlers, grapplers, and MMA coaches that he had access to. He put his money where his mouth is, and he really fueled a lot of time into his training, and it made him to a point where he lost not only very few fights, he lost very few rounds.
So big fight for you coming up Saturday, but you were able to go home and watch, you know, your kids compete in some wrestling. I saw that on the embedded. Like, what was that experience like for you to kind of see the success that they're able to have in wrestling that kind of followed in your footsteps?
It was awesome because I never really forced them to do it. It's something that they wanted to do, and I missed the entire season because of the training camp. So it was good to see the last state championship meet, which is the most important. And you know, that was valuable time that, you know, you can't ever get back.
You got to get that coach in your corner.
Wonderboy's going to have to pay for all that time I missed.
Yeah, you got to get that coach in your corner. That guy's awesome.
I know. He was my little league coach growing up. He got a job at my middle school so he can coach me there. He got a job at my high school so he can coach me there. So he followed me since I was 10 years old. Very influential. You know, all the mental toughness, all the, you know, just the stubbornness that I have as a fighter. I mean, I can really attribute a lot of that to him.
All right, good deal. We'll see you out there Saturday night. Good luck in the fight. Thank you, Tyron.
Cool.